So I'm glad you're all going to be professionals. And the problem is how to work in a field without becoming a professional in that sense of the term, in that narrow, warped, anti-human sense of the term. So when I became a historian, that is when I entered what I soon discovered was a profession, when I became a historian, I already knew that I was not going to be neutral. I already understood for myself that in teaching history or writing history, my point of view was going to be there. I was not going to be what I call a disinterested historian. I had interest. I was not going to be an objective historian because I didn't really believe objectivity was possible, nor was it desirable. Unless objectivity meant telling the truth as you saw it, not lying, not distorting, not omitting information, and not omitting arguments because they don't conform to some idea that you have. But if objectivity meant not taking a stand, if objectivity meant presenting data without caring about the social effect of the kind of data you present, then that, I didn't want that kind of objectivity. History was interesting to me, but I wasn't going into history because it was interesting. Or to put it another way, what was interesting about history is that it represented interests, different kinds of interests. I was very much aware of that. And I was aware as soon as I began to study history that you couldn't really be objective. You couldn't really just recapture the past as it was, a phrase that was used starting in the 19th century when history became a profession in an important sense, reproduce the past as it was, and an idea which is still heard today.